and welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and the topic this week is You Are Loved. So many of you are hard on yourselves in all areas of your lives. We see that you chastise yourself about your spiritual growth and perhaps the speed that you think it should be happening, and it is not. So you wag your finger at yourself. Or being a parent, or being an employee, or a community citizen, or an exerciser, or any aspect of your life that you feel you are not living up to your own expectation. Dear ones, the ego mind will never let you rest. It will always keep you on your tiptoes, not relaxed, always ferreting around for the mistakes, quote, that you have made or how you could do better. It is a relentless energy in your system if you let it be. The truth is, you are loved. The God that created this realm and created you, all of life on earth, loves you without condition, loves you regardless of what you have done or are considering doing, regardless of what you consider as sins or mistakes or errors of omission. It does not matter. God, Father, Mother, Love, loves you. You are loved. This is how creation works. It is based on love. Love is the primary ingredient of this realm. And we mean unconditional love, not romantic love. So as you are living your life, and perhaps you feel that you have taken a left turn, or perhaps your judgment was not as you would like it to be, not as you know the highest truth would guide you. What you are to do is to first pause. When your ego mind is ranting and raving at you and wants to punish you with energetic pulses, pause right there. Breathe and come home to the center of your being. Let the ranting and raving go into a quiet room. It is not for you in this moment where you are at home, the central core of your being. And there, in humility, ask the God that created you and your spirit, what am I to learn here? What is the gift? I know there is growth and greater understanding because of this, and you will hear. You will hear the truth of why that happened and a great lesson for you. When we say great, it could be small, it could be big, but this is how evolution happens. The learning, the growing, the taking a new step, and from the learning, going forward, not repeating the past, but with a new understanding. You are loved, regardless of the past story that you may be living with. You are loved. Father, Mother, God does not ever leave you, does not ever dismiss you, and it does not matter what actions you have taken, what actions you have not taken. God is always with you, abiding with you, loving you 100%. God does not dole out love based on behavior or actions. So we ask you here also, if you are feeling that you do not deserve love, that you are not worthy of love, because of whatever reason, pause. Tell the truth, and the truth is, you are loved. Yes, you are learning. Yes, you are growing. And in this process, you are loved. So the stories and the past history that you believe keeps you unworthy is just that. It is a story. It is not the truth of your being. We understand that this may be a challenge because this relentless aspect of the ego mind to punish, to keep you held down, has many tricks. One of them is to encourage you to feel that you are not loved for whatever reason. So stand true, stand firm in this truth this week. Catch yourself when you feel there are reasons why you should not be loved, because, dear ones, there is no reason. And we mean this, no reason for you to believe this lie. You are loved completely every moment of every day. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.